Welcome to Paula Time. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffle there.
He's mentally retarded.
That'll be Mr. Billy Joel in February 1974 with the Piano Man.
Okay, what's this one?
Yes, Mr. Stevie Wonder in the summer of 1969 with Harry Amar.
Stupendous.
Steve, go ahead. Ask me any movie.
Jaws.
That's a great movie.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Oh, that's silly.
Right? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
That's stupid sounding.
You've got no idea how stupid you just sounded.
Stupid.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
There are a lot of stupid girls in the media.
Oh, hold on. Here we go.
Joe.
We sent Joe out on some recon to see how his brother is doing.
Very good.
Hi there, Joe.
Howdy.
Now, Joe is spying on Matt the Pollock, who's across the street wearing his beef eater suit, being silent and standing erect.
How's he holding up, Joe?
At Barnes & Noble.
He's there, and there's a couple of people talking to him. I saw a guy on his cell phone, so I don't know if there are calls coming in for him, but he's holding up. I saw him scratch his ear.
Oh, violation.
You got it, boss?
Yeah, up to seven now. Seven violations.
Well, Joe, just, you know, I'm going to park you right there for a second. We'll check back, and maybe you can just give us more description about what's happening.
So far, if you just tuned in, Matt is required to stand out in front of the Barnes & Noble in Rockville, just off Rockville Pike. He cannot smile. He cannot look down. He cannot close his eyes. He has to stand at attention just like a palace guard.
No reaction.
We're trying to learn him some discipline.
Yep, right. And, well, you've heard the violations, seven of them already.
Yeah.
And those are just the ones that we know about.
Yeah, so who knows how many times he's cheating.
Stand by, Joe.
Scratching his ear.
Sure.
Scratching his ear. How dare he?
Right at that moment, we both said violation.
Violation. Scratching your ear? No.
All right, so Joe's going to keep an eye on him. You can go screw with him if you want.
Yeah.
What's his name? With Matt.
Yes.
Not with Joe.
Matt the Pole.
Joe's hiding in his dirty car somewhere. Brittany and K-Fed are now officially divorced.
Official.
A lot of...
She's available.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I don't know if I want to applaud. I used to applaud in the day because it was like, oh, she's rid of him.
Uh-huh.
But then again, now with the way she's been behaving of late, who cares?
He's the good one now.
He is the good one. She's made him the good one.
Mm-hmm. Although, you know what? She is still such a dirty little... I would still take that little piggy to town.
I don't know.
You know,
this little piggy
you
went to market.
Me. You shock me sometimes with
shock jockery.
With your choices.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm just holding up a picture of one of the most beautiful women in the world, and you say, what did you say?
Heroin chic. Michelle Pfeiffer.
No.
Blech.
Brittany and Michelle?
I would do Britney Spears any day of the week before Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, wrong.
I would bend Michelle.
Wrong, Donnie, Donnie.
I would bend Michelle Pfeiffer like a bendy stick, like a bendy straw.
Yeah, you're going back to the Scarface Michelle Pfeiffer, where she was kind of emaciated.
I have seen her
lately.
I have seen her in an ad for hairspray, as a matter of fact.
And she doesn't do it for you.
No, she never did.
But Britney, when she's like, holding up her, her milkshake as she's walking with her dirty feet to her car.
Listen.
That works for you.
Guilty.
Okay.
Boner City.
Uh-huh. Just trying to figure it all out.
I know it's an enigma. I can't really explain it to you.
It is.
I've been hot for her when she was clean, when she was
you
dirty.
You like her pregnant?
I like
dirty.
Her, right. I like her knocked up.
Coming out of the restroom with her dirty feet.
We just plain like her.
And especially with your whole thing about feet, I would think you'd hate the fact that she runs around like in the Texaco restrooms with bare feet.
I know it. But I listen, she's absolutely...
Just a bunch of white trash.
She's the whitiest of white trash.
See this lady right here? Right here. I doubt she's ever had dirty feet.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
I doubt she's ever had dirty
never.
Feet. You and know, they make her up in this movie she's going to be in. They make her up to be ugly, and she's still hot.
And I bet that Britney Spears is so much better with her mouth than Michelle Pfeiffer. it really wouldn't matter.
So now you're talking. Now you're moving into a whole another area. You're talking about skills. You're talking about a skills competition.
Skill sets.
Well, that adds into it when you're evaluating your women.
I think it does at a certain point. But I would say, even with diminished skills at her, because she's older. Well, Michelle's post 40, right? Michelle.
Here's the skill. Open your mouth. 40?
Pushing 50, I think.
She's pushing 50. She's an amazing-looking woman.
Great.
Listen, I've got nothing against women who are our age. I think they're incredibly sexy. I just always have had a soft, hard spot for dirty Britney Spears.
Right. Now, is it just Britney, or is it a, do you have a soft spot,
for certain
dirty girls?
No. Tara Reid, I'd throw her out of bed.
Right.
Lindsay Lohan, throw her out of bed.
Courtney Love?
Oh, please. So out of bed.
See you later. I'm trying to think, but medium dirty. I'm trying to think of medium dirty women.
Drew Barrymore.
That's the one.
You're not attracted. Attracted to her?
I would do Britney Spears before Drew Barrymore.
Wow. Well, I would. Now you've reached.
Welcome to the poopy diaper part of our show.
You have really reached the one decision. That's a tough decision for me to make. She'd have to be prettied up.
Say it though.
Say
it.
All right, Drew. You found Drew Barrymore and all that. Yes, I do Britney Spears before
Thank
Drew Barrymore.
Thank you. That's why you're my best buddy.
That's absolutely true.
That's why you're my best buddy.
And I think really, I'm going to go one step further. It's going to make you happy because it's the truth.
Say it. Then.
That even like if she was fresh out of the getting ready for a night on the town, perhaps she'd be better down there.
Sure,
but not guaranteed. Down there. There's neglect constantly.
Chance you're going to a fish fry. Uh-huh.
She comes out. Here's the thing about Britney Spears. Don, I don't know if you know this about her. She's constantly surrounded by the paparazzi.
Like, I know she's a pig. I know she's stupid.
Do you ever notice that every time she's photographed, every time she has her little piglet fingers around some sort of ice cream drink?
I got an ice cream drink for her to wrap her little piglet fingers around. I am serious as a heart attack.
Clearly. I have no idea why.
I always have had a...
And it was... This is not... You didn't feel this way when she was making the music videos.
No, it wasn't.
This was only till she started dating
K-Fed. When she started letting herself go.
In fact, even further along, when she got rid of K-Fed. Yeah.
That's when I wanted her even more.
When she shaved her head, that's when you started getting really hot for her.
I was hot for her before that, but that was a deciding factor.
Sure.
Indeed.
Indeed.
As JB would say.
I think you went over to her side when she did that interview with Matt Lauer. I think that was the key in the lock.
She's right just there. The dumb country girl. I do mean country.
I didn't know what you were going to say there, but yeah.
She'll be listening to that new radio station.
Hold on a second.
Joe.
Let's go back.
Excuse me.
Let's go back to Joe, who is still watching his retarded brother. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hello.
Joe with the British accent.
Was that Buck that we heard there for a minute?
No.
Okay.
All right. What's happening over there?
He looked down twice.
Violations.
Two more violations.
Two more violations.
It's a nine.
Do you still have his hands behind his back?
Yeah. As far as I can tell, I'm about 100 yards away from him, but yes.
Does he know where you are?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Anybody walking up to him?
He looked down again, and then he looked to his left.
Violation, violation. Two violations.
Yes,
he's violating everywhere.
Yes.
Are there listeners who are still walking up to him and screwing with him?
Not currently, but those guys that were there before have moved on. But
you know how we could get a lot of violations.
Oh, he's looking to his right. Oh,
violation.
You know what that is? It's late in the day, and it's like, look at me.
Hey,
who's going to notice me?
Joe, get your ass over there right now.
Yeah, you got to give him an update.
Give him a dressing down.
Right,
he's up to 10.
Tell him he's at 10 violations. One more, and he's off the show.
Joe's delighted.
Joe loves this.
Hold on a second. Let me lock my car.
Joe, yesterday.
Why? Why not just put a sign on that says, steal me, please?
I know. Someone might steal the cassette player AM/FM radio.
Cassettes are catching on. It could happen.
Joe was saying to me yesterday that he had a solution for Matt, that he wanted to take care of Matt.
A final solution.
What was his solution?
He just came out and said, kill him. Mm-hmm. Make it look like an accident.
There's no love lost there.
No.
Let's see if I can sneak up on him a little bit.
Oh, just walk on up there, Joe.
I've got an SUV, a couple of SUVs between me and him that I'm kind of hiding behind, but I'm coming up on him fast.
So you're going to spring yourself upon
him.
Here we go.
Spring.
I like Rob just shaking his head. Is that a Joe shake of the head?
It's like Joe being too much.
He's trying to outwit Matt.
Fun, isn't it?
Good luck with that.
Hey, Rob, I just covered 100 yards in less than a minute.
Good for you. I'm sitting in air conditioning.
He's violating. He's looking left and right.
Violation, violation. Now, you got to go tell him he's over the limit.
Yep.
Go tell him.
Yep.
Joe?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. You're over the limit. I've been watching you. You've got 10 violations. You're over the limit. No looking left, right, up, and down.
Now, you tell him for the rest of the show you're going to sit there and just watch him.
I'm going to sit here and just watch you. And no scratching your ear either.
Give him some kind of carrot there, Joe. Say that there may be a review, a hearing review, if he maintains the stoic thing for the rest of the show.
All right, well, we'll have a hearing review if you can remain stoic for the rest of the show.
Now get real close to him and sing a love song to him, Joe.
You are so beautiful to me.
We never get to hear Joe sing live.
Can't you see? You're everything I hoped for. Everything I need. You are so beautiful.
Hi, Joe.
You're to be Joe.
Good job, Joe.
He's not moving, is he, Joe?
No.
Did he smile when you sang to him?
No.
Ah, good.
All right, we'll check back with you, Joe.
Okie doke.
Okie doke.
See, if it had been somebody else singing to him, he might have smiled, but that's just hatred that can't be described.
Not with Joe. Not with Joe.
No.
And, here's news I've just been handed about Britney Spears' sister. She's pregnant.
Yes.
You say this like you knew it, yet you didn't come running in to tell me.
Perhaps the first to know. Yeah, what is she, like 16 years old?
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. 16. Really?
Yeah. They grow up so fast, don't they?
Yes.
Hang around her sister a lot?
Apparently so. The same family.
And I also got one other list that was emailed to me here. The worst celebrity baby names. Okay, you already know about Penn Jillette, Moxie Crime Fighter.
Yeah, I like that one.
Nick Cage, Kal-El.
Yeah.
Like Superman.
Right.
How about Bob Geldof's kid?
What was it?
His name is Fifi Trixie Bell.
It's a boy?
It's a girl. Hey, I get jokes.
Joey Fatone.
The Edge from U2.
Yeah. Right.
Named his boy Blue Angel.
Oh, that's not bad. Huh. I wouldn't want to be going to the, first day of fifth grade with
him. Hey, Rob, your favorite one made it. Jermaine Jackson.
Oh, Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
Yeah.
And the great Jason Lee.
Yeah.
Named his boy
what?
Pilot Inspector.
Pilot Inspector, God.
Wow. And he spelled Inspector with a K. INSPEKTOR.
Man, how many of these names come out of a cloud of smoke?
Oh, I think a few.
Really, man. Name the kid Pilot Inspector.
Who is Paula Yates?
I don't know.
Whoever she is, I have no idea. She's the pump that had a baby with Bob Geldof.
Yeah.
And she also had a baby with Michael Hutchins, that guy from In Excess.
Right.
The link.
They named
the guy that died. How did he die, Buzz?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
There it is.
Buzz loves it.
She must be some kind of groupie.
She named that kid Heavenly Tiger Lily.
That's definitely that's back in the dressing room with pot.
I think so.
The same pot you enjoy, Rob.
I found out who the father of the Jamie Lynn baby was.
Ah, who?
Peter North.
And here's the funny thing.
Joe.
They weren't even in the same room.
That's true.
Right. Didn't have to be.
Hi, Joe.
She was in a convertible.
He's being willful and disobedient.
Oh, really?
What's he doing, Joe?
He crossed his arms in front of his body.
That's a huge
violation.
What
are we going to do with him, then?
That's terrible.
See? Now he's got him back behind his body as if,
nothing happened.
Are you close to him? So he hears you ratting him out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe, why didn't you tell him?
Yeah, of course.
Joe, why?
Like I'm there with a camera.
Right.
Why didn't you tell him that if he has another violation, he's going to have to be an intern on the Jim Rome show?
now he qualifies for that, or if he has one more?
One more violation, and he's out the door, and he's going to be an intern on the Jim Rome show.
All right, Don says one more violation and you're an intern on the Jim Rome show.
It's up to 12, so that would be unlucky 13.
So now he's really got to be stoic for the last hour and a half of the show.
Now you really have to be stoic for the last hour and a half of the show.
And I would encourage some ladies to approach Matt.
Absolutely.
To test his stoicism.
Yes. Right.
We really have had, you know, you've heard the Slicky Boys that have approached him. You've heard that there are women floating about. But now I'd really like a woman to approach Matt.
Make his eyes, amen, Mike.
And give us a call.
Make his eyes pop out.
See what happens. Because that he will not be able to handle that.
No.
Won't be able to handle that at all. The grin will come immediately.
Hey, I'm famous.
And then we'll send him off to Jim Rome land.
Exactly.
Where he can stand and look at a tape going around and around.
And, of course, he should be clear on that, too. When you say, it's not like we're sending him out to Los Angeles.
No.
Oh, no, no.
To Jim Rome's studio.
He's going to go to Fairfax.
Right.
Where he's going to stand and watch the tape-delayed Jim Rome show.
Right.
The WJFK runs every day.
See how much fun he can make at Joe playing marbles after that.
All right. Bye there, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And he's the one we're keeping.
It's Tuesday, Joe.
he's the one we're keeping.
That's right. I'm sneaking up, but I'm behind two SUVs.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Don.
Did you ever remember that time that we did that bit? It's raining food.
It's raining food.
I heard the phone ring, or rather vibrate, but it was underneath the folds of skin that I had. Did you ever wish we would do that bit again? You could eat it like a big sandwich. Every effing day! Stand by. We're going to do It's Raining Food?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, are we going to do it right away, or do I have time for a snack?
I'm starving. Oh. Someone go to Bagel City.
I'm never full.
This is the Don and Mike Show.